calling climate change an existential threat that imperils all forms of life and the very health of the planet. The world's highest court ruled countries could be liable for failing to take action to protect the planet from climate change and in violation of international law. International Court of Justice President Judge Iwasawa Yuji read the 500-page ruling.
The court concludes that the duty of states to prevent significant environmental harm applies in the context of climate change, and that this duty forms part of the most directly relevant applicable law.
The case was filed by Vanuatu and supported by 130 nations, including other Pacific low-lying islands. Outside The Hague, climate justice advocates celebrated the ruling. Julian Agun is an indigenous human rights lawyer and writer from Guam.
The sea is rising and the water is getting warm. The inundated need no instruction in inundation. We have eyes of our own, and besides, we are busy scraping barnacles off our grandfather's graves and others' headstones drowned at high tide. We know how critical it is our coral reefs stay healthy and our mangrove forests dense. We will defend them to the end.
The landmark ruling also says a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment is a human right. It's a non-binding ruling, so it has no teeth, but it is guidance to nation states on how to proceed with legal challenges against major greenhouse gas polluters like the United States and China. The ruling could lead to international cases of states taking other states to court before the ICJ. Domestic lawsuits, along with legally binding agreements, like loss and mitigation plans. The ruling also says major greenhouse gas emitters can be liable for paying reparations to smaller nations that are most impacted by climate change, like Vanuatu. Judge Yuji says while it may be difficult to ascertain the burden of each state's damage, liability can be claimed on a case-by-case basis.
The fact that the damage was the result of concurrent causes is not sufficient to exempt the state from any obligation to make reparation.
All UN member states, including major greenhouse gas emitters like the United States and China, are parties to the court. Outside, climate activists gathered with a banner that read, "Courts have spoken. The law is clear. States must act now."
What do we want?
Climate justice!
Nicole Ann Ponce is an environmental and human rights lawyer from the Philippines.
We've been told again and again that what we're fighting for is too ambitious, but that's exactly the point. Ambition should be the benchmark, exactly because only bold, ambitious action can address the urgency of a climate crisis. This moment shows that the youth and global South communities have the power to shape international law and seek reparations for damages done.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.